This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. More than $500,000, sounds like a lot, $500,000 it is, in funding relief is going to be available for Indiana humanities organizations across the state through the CARES Act, and the folks at Indiana Humanities are helping put all of this together. Let's talk with the guy who knows all about the money, George Hamlin. He's the Director of Grants for Indiana Humanities, and he is with us from his office in Indianapolis. George, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Chris, it's my pleasure.
Well, we know all of the sad details about the coronavirus pandemic, but we've talked to this briefly locally here about the impact locally on the virus on Northwest Indiana organizations. But give us the bigger picture, first from a Hoosier State, a view on how the impact of the pandemic has been hitting arts organizations particularly hard this time.
Sure, and it's been devastating, honestly, Chris. There's no other way to put it. The arts and cultural segment has been hurt very hard. You know, many organizations depend on ticket sales. They depend on, you know, participation fees, things like that. They've had to close down for 2 months now, and that is an immense amount of revenue lost. One of the things, you know, there are a lot of organizations that are out there surveying, and as we make our grants available, we've been asking people about need. And, you know, with just probably a fraction of the applications turned in that we're going to receive, you know, we're seeing already, you know, organizations saying $4 to $5 million lost revenue. And these are just, you know, about 30 organizations. So you multiply that across the state, and we're talking about tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars that cultural organizations have lost. You know, and what people need to realize is that the arts and humanities organizations contribute significantly to our economy. They employ people, both on staff, contractors, you know, services that they provide. This is a significant hit to our economy. So we're glad here in Indiana to have received some CARES funding to alleviate it. But, you know, as you mentioned, $500,000 sounds like a lot. But when we spread it across the state, you know, it's not nearly what we need in order to make a true difference, because the sector has hurt very hard.
I know the CARES Act is a very big, widespread act that comes down from the federal government. It was approved by Congress and signed by the president. What is the portion that comes out of it that is coming, I guess, through the National Endowment for the Humanities that Indiana Humanities is getting ready to take on as the administrator?
Sure. And I will start this by just briefly talking a little bit about our relationship to the National Endowment for the Humanities. So
okay.
Indiana Humanities is a nonprofit organization, and our goal is to promote the public humanities across the state. And some of your listeners may be wondering, what exactly are the humanities? Well, first of all, I will say they are not the arts. We often hear about arts and humanities. We are not talking about, for the humanities side, we're sort of not involved with the performing and visual arts. That's a whole nother segment covered by the National Endowment for the Arts and Indiana Arts Commission. Here in Indiana, we focus the humanities side on history and the reading and discussion of literature and archaeology and languages. So it's that cultural stuff, that intellectual activity that's not the pure arts. So I will say that.
Okay.
And our relationship with the NEH is this. Again, we're a nonprofit organization, but the NEH gives us funding every year, federal dollars, to carry out its work across Indiana. So each year we do get support from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Now, specifically, with the CARES Act, the National Endowment for the Humanities got $75 million in stimulus money. The NEH is a federal agency. They kept about $40 million of that back for them to do their own direct grant making. So the federal agency is also providing relief to organizations, and organizations can apply directly to the NEH and get some funding. But they also then took $30 million of their stimulus, and they split it out across the state to all of their partners. And the NEH does have, in each state and six territories, nonprofit partners, just like Indiana Humanities. Mm-hmm. So our share of that, $30 million that they split out, was a little more than $500,000. So that's what we have to provide emergency relief, and that's where the money comes from the $75 million that the NEH got, and they took part of it and sent it out across the state.
Yeah. Now, how is the Indiana Humanities organization dealing with what you have to work with, basically, and who are the organizations that have not only, to this point at least, have applied for funds, but have up until, I guess, May 8th, the deadline to put the applications
sure.
in? What have they been asking for? What are they needed in particular to help get this through the pandemic?
Well, let me say, Chris, this is a bit different for us because these funds organizations can use for operations. Normally, and we have a robust grants program, but typically it's to provide organizations help with programming. So you come to me and you've got an idea of an exhibit, or maybe you want to bring an author to your school, or maybe you're a library and you want to do a summer reading program. You come to me with a specific program and we provide funds for those. These grants, these CARES grants, are special in the fact that they're for operating support. So you don't need to apply them for a particular program. They can go towards personnel, for rent or mortgage, for utility payments, the sort of needs that you would just have to pay to keep up and running. So that's something distinct about these grants. We are making them available to any nonprofit across the state of Indiana that provides public humanities programming. And again, humanities being history, literature, languages, archaeology, the core purpose of the organization has to be providing humanities programming to the public. So the typical applicants are probably going to be libraries. And while I say nonprofit organizations are eligible, we do make an exception for libraries. We realize that libraries are often quasi-government entities. They get local tax dollars. We are making an exception for libraries. So typically we're seeing libraries apply, historical societies, heritage groups, museums. Those tend to be the types of organizations we work with a lot. There are some organizations that are ineligible. If you're an arts group and your primary focus is the performance of art, the creation of visual art, and the display of art, you will need to seek funds from the National Endowment for the Arts and our partners, the Indiana Arts Commission here in Indiana. So pure arts organizations won't be eligible to apply for us because, again, we're focusing on the humanities. Colleges and universities are not eligible. And this was problematic for us because we do, with our regular grants and our other programs we put on, we work a lot with colleges and universities. But the CARES Act is providing millions of dollars of direct relief to colleges and universities. Here in Indiana, for example, IU Bloomington, just the Bloomington campus alone, is getting $24.5 million of its own CARES Act relief. So we figured our small pool of $500,000 would probably be best used in other ways and not provide that money.
And probably Purdue University, the West Lafayette campus, is in the same situation too. They're getting a sizable amount from the Kent.
Yes. And IU Northwest is getting some direct support. And, you know, again, these are very important partners, but because the universities are getting direct relief, we decided that we would go work more closely with those organizations that may not be getting any funding at all. Again, libraries, historical societies, and things like that. Yeah.
Now, have you folks at NDIQ Humanities had a chance to talk with, converse, or by email or by letter, find out from some of the individual organizations out here in the state, including those here in Northwest Indiana for that matter, on the needs that are out there, that this money will help, at least if they get an application in and they get a grant, how much it's going to help them?
Yeah. Well, we have. And we specifically, in our application process, we have been asking about need. And coincidentally, I'm just kind of looking through some of that information this morning.
Yeah.
And a lot of organizations truly are, as I mentioned earlier, devastated by this. They, you know, spring is a very busy time for them, especially with school groups coming through, and they've had to cancel all of their programming. So all of their fees and funds are, you know, not coming in. And many have had to close, of course. Well, they are closed to the public, but many have had to lay off staff and things like that. So the need really is great. And I will say that so far, we opened up applications, it would have been in late April. They will be open for about 2 weeks. You've got until May 8th to apply. Right now, we already have 190 applications in progress, 50 completed, and I would imagine by the end of the week, those numbers are really going to soar.
Oh.
We are going to have much more demand for these relief funds than we will have to award. One thing I haven't talked about is the amount of relief that we're offering. We decided to create a tiered approach based on organizations' budget size. So for small organizations below $250,000, they can get up to $5,000. Organizations between $250,000 up to $1 million can get $7,500 in funds. Organizations from $1 million up to $2.5 million can get $10,000 in funds. And then very large organizations between, greater than $2.5 million, I should say, can ask for $15,000. Now, $5,000 to $15,000 is not going to save your organization. We realize that. But we do hope that at least it will be a little boost so you can maybe extend payroll for another month or two and maybe pay the rent to keep the lights on or the utilities to keep the lights on, pay the rent so you can stay in your building for a couple of months. We know it's not going to have a tremendous impact in saving you, but we hope that it will offer some fast and immediate support.
Now, George, I understand that the Indiana Humanities set up a webinar and had one back on April 29th to talk more about the funds that are available through the CARES Act and the grants that are being set up here. What kind of response did you all get to the webinar and get all the questions answered?
Well, we got a really great response. We had 125 people join us live, and we recorded it. And I should say that all of this information, and I can't believe I haven't said this by now, but all of the information about these grants is on our website, and we've created a special page for it, IndianaHumanities.org/CARES, C-A-R-E-S. So IndianaHumanities.org/CARES will have all of the grant guidelines and all of, there's a section on the FAQs. There's even the scoring rubric that our review committees will use to assess the applications. But on there is the webinar. We've recorded the webinar and you can see it. I think we got most of the, you asked about questions, I think we got most of them answered.
Okay.
It was a pretty robust conversation. In some cases, people followed up with us afterwards with emails with some private questions that maybe not have been appropriate for the whole group, but we really did use that as an opportunity to tell about the grants and try to explain what they're about and answer questions. And we're trying to make this an open process where people can reach out to us and follow up with their own individual questions so we can make sure that people know about the grants and some of the specifics. The biggest question seemed to be around eligibility. Will my organization be eligible? And I would encourage any of your listeners who are working for a humanities organization or some type of cultural organization in Northwest Indiana, if they have questions, go to the webpage. It has our contact information and feel free to email us, and we can respond.
Now, we should mention that the deadline to get the applications in, if they haven't done so already, for the Indiana Humanity Care Grant, CARES Grant Program that's underway is May 8th. When do those people who have put in their applications get to find out if they get any funds, so to speak?
The check is in the mail.
We're
going
huh?
to have a very quick turnaround. We will be reviewing over the deadline comes the next week and a half. We will be reviewing. We will be sending the recommended funded organizations that we recommend. We'll send a list of recommendations to our board for approval, and we do hope to have an answer by May 22.
That's
so
great.
That's just 2 weeks after the application deadline. We should have an answer for you.
Well, George, I'll give you a chance to mention the website again and the specific page on the Indiana Humanities website where people can find out more about this very special and maybe in some cases helpful, safe, be sure, and maybe even a life-saving program.
Yes. We really think that it can provide some much-needed funds, and we are eager to get these funds out to the folks in Northwest Indiana. We have so many great partners we work with up there. The website, again, is www.indianahumanities.org/CARES, C-A-R-E-S. And actually, if you go to our main page, indianahumanities.org, you will see a huge announcement there with a link to that CARES page.
George, thank you very much, and we really appreciate the information, and we hope that organizations that need the funds and certainly worthy of them will have a chance to put their applications in, and they get their share of the money when it comes available later in the month. Thank you very much for talking about it today.
Chris, I am grateful to you for talking to me about this opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome. George Hanlon is the Director of Grants with Indiana Humanities. You're listening to Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio.